Good afternoon. Today is Friday, February 12th, and you're listening to the Ryersonian Weekly Wrap. I'm Emily Silva.
And I'm Christina Boticchio. We're bringing you the Ryersonian's biggest campus stories from the past week. In this week's episode,
the iconic Sam the Record Man sign is looking for a new home.
Our interim president made some deals in India.
And we crashed the Ryerson Dance Pack's rehearsal. But first, let's talk about what happened in campus news this week.
Let's travel back to June 2007 for a minute. Remember that famous record store that used to be on the corner of Young and Gould? Yes, we're talking about Sam the Record Man. The iconic sign is set to glow once more. Ryerson is currently on the hunt for a company to restore that famous sign that hung above its flagship store on Young Street. That is before it was taken over by the Student Learning Center. Ryerson is currently looking for a company to bid on restoring, rebuilding, and remounting the sign on top of the Toronto Public Health Building. Not to worry, the sign won't be too far from its original home. The Toronto Public Health Building is on Victoria Street, facing Yonge and Dundas Square. The sign is currently being stored in a tractor trailer in Concord, Ontario, just awaiting its return to the city.
And now we have another update on Lakshmi's trip to India. Ryerson's interim president returned from his trip this week with two new agreements for a Center for Urban Energy. The agreements were signed to advance energy research at Ryerson, focusing on renewable energy generation and storage. The deals were signed with two companies in New Delhi and Mumbai.
Ryerson students released a networking app on Wednesday. It connects post-secondary students across the country. It's called the Dorm Room app. It's been approved by Apple, and it combines Instagram, Snapchat, and Tinder platforms. Stephen Hewitt, Sina Mavar, and Raj Kumar are the masterminds behind this app. They hope for it to replace Facebook because they think it doesn't cater to students anymore. Their dorm room website launched in September and gained about 7,000 Ryerson users within one semester.
These aren't the only Ryerson students exploring and creating new products. A fashion magazine created by Ryerson alumni is going digital. The magazine Sophomore was initially started as a grad project and has expanded since. The two creators, Stephanie Rotz and Kirsten Hay, graduated from the fashion communication program and now work on this magazine with their team of 11 women. Sophomore is a girl anthem in magazine form. It doesn't follow the unrealistic fashion and beauty standards set by mainstream media. Although the magazine has moved online, they aren't opposed to producing a print version again in the future.
Speaking of fashion, a third-year fashion design student's leather jacket won a Danier Design Challenge. The annual challenge is a partnership between Ryerson and Danier. It helps to promote young designers and is a requirement for fashion design students in their third year. Danier Leather announced last year that they were looking for a new retailer after losing too much capital. So far, no formal offer has emerged.
Now we're going to take a little break from news and tell you a story about a Ryerson student and his race car driving family. Jackson Jacobs is a first-year RTA sports media student, and along with his three other siblings make up the Jacobs Racing Team. They compete around the continent. All three siblings drive the cars, even his youngest sibling, who's only 12. The team runs on a budget of $50,000 a year, which comes mostly from sponsors. They race all over North America and often win, attributing it to being able to travel as a close-knit family. All the money from their winnings is invested right back into the cars themselves. The family currently owns a 1,000-square-foot space where they store their 9 to 11 cars. Jackson and his brother Mark both dream of one day racing as pros on the NASCAR Sprint Cup circuit. They know just how difficult this dream is, but no matter what they end up doing in the future, they said they'll continue to race. And the first race of the season is still a few months away.
Now on to some sports updates. The Ryerson Dance Pack has been hard at work preparing for their upcoming competition season. They'll be going to 3 weekend competitions in March. The dancers have been rehearsing for about 11 hours a week, choreographing and perfecting their routines. We went to one of their rehearsals earlier this week and saw just how much hard work and dedication goes into it. Aside from competitions, you can find the dance pack performing at the Rams basketball games, on the sidelines and during halftime.
The Ryerson men's hockey team lost their final game of the season on Tuesday night. The Rams lost 2-1 in overtime to the Western Mustangs. The boys are currently in sixth position in the Ontario University Athletics West Division. The Rams are the first team to complete their regular season schedule and will find out their playoff opponent tonight.
Well, that's it for our show this week. To learn about the stories we've talked about today and more, visit us at ryersonian.ca and follow us on Twitter at The Ryersonian. I'm Christina Boticchio.
And I'm Emily Silva. Thanks for listening and have a happy reading week.